God.
I'm still not drinking. My throat hurts.
Big shout out to Batty Ranch Water.
It's not like a bong.
I know.
It's my secret power. I don't know what that sounds like.
That was for, through police investigation.
For through police investigations.
Dun-dun. Directed by Dick.
Bum-bum.
Batty, it's your turn to do
No, it's always water. My turn. Every time it's my turn.
Yeah, because you
I'm the only one who's not drinking. Ranch Water, I love you. Thank you for everything you've done for me in my life. And
Ranch
I'm
Water.
I'm still sick and dying. I actually have a bit of a voice right now, which hopefully will last into the next 5 minutes.
One portion of ranch water Batty just drank. Water. The other portion, the great wilderness of Texas. And cowboys. Ranch. Ranch water.
I love cowboys.
Far west.
You guys play
Texas.
Red Dead?
Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Transition right into video games.
Well, it's a cowboy game. It's the most popular cowboy game of all time.
So I don't know why since... I think because of Ranch Water, I've been watching a lot of Red Dead on Twitch recently. Like the Red Dead RP.
I need to... I want to play... I haven't played either of them and I need to...
What the... So
Red Dead 2... Have you beat it?
Yes!
Wait, for real?
When it first came out. The only
Red Dead 2?
Yeah.
Last week, Batty just complained about not having time to play video games.
Can I finish my story?
Nope, you're a liar.
The only time... The only time I have touched my Xbox One in 2 years was when Red Dead came out. I had to figure out how to get a capture card working. This is when I was still in Vermont, so that I could... get my Xbox capture because it only released on Xbox initially. It wasn't on PC yet. So I was like, how do I gotta play it. Cowboys. And I just played the Good, the Bad, the Ugly like song over and over on loop for like 4 hours. Just wah, wah, wah. Just, and I played the fuck out of that game. It was a lot of fun, but the online shit wasn't out yet. Yeah. Now that that's all here, like, I want to be a cowboy, baby. You know, like, I want to be Kid Rock.
Do, shoot, put it, do, do, do. I don't
that's,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally
I think the lyrics
Yeah, we just got demon. Straight up DMCA hit right now.
Yeah, my lyrics were terrible. So,
do you remember the kid that got kicked off of YouTube? He got a strike and his video got taken down when Red Dead first came out? Because he went and he beat the feminist up on the street and then tied her behind his horse and fed her to an alligator.
Oh, my God. Yes. What? Yeah. It was huge on Twitter.
That was huge.
Oh, no, yeah, the alligator thing. Yeah.
But it was like beating up a feminist. That was the title. And so he finds the woman in the street that's she's protesting for women's suffrage. And he just beats the piss out of her and ties her behind his horse and drags her to the swamp and feeds her to the alligator. And he ended up getting a strike because of that. And the video got taken down. But they eventually put it back up because he's like, it's a video game. And they were like, okay, just change the title. So,
oh,
I mean, the title was asking for it. It's
just a little
totally
bit.
Totally honest.
And that's the perfect transition again into Ranch Water and why it's amazing.
Horses.
No? Okay.
Cowboys?
Hair. Out of regs, hair gel.
Where are you going with this?
What are we doing?
Women's suffrage?
What is this bit?
What are we do doing right now? I thought you were doing a bit. Women's suffrage. Are you for or against it?
For it.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Because I know what it means. Okay. Because I know what it means. I love watching what you did.
The skits on the street where the dude goes around with the pad. And he's like, would you like to end women's suffrage? And all the women are like, yes, I would. And they sign it.
Oh, honey.
No.
I was glad. I was like,
you got me. I was
you.
Like, wait, I know this.
You're like, Eli's fucking with me.
Ranch water.
Ranch water. It's always.
But like Red Dead, I don't know. I really just kind of want to get into the online of Red Dead again. Like, I don't know. I think it's because I moved to Texas and I just want to be a cowboy.
Now you're a cowboy.
Like, in my, I went to a rodeo the other week. Like, I want to be a cowboy.
Yeah, we got to go cowboy shopping still.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Guys, just, do you want a photo
that
shoot?
Be another, yeah, that'll be a great unsubscribed photo shoot, too. The three of us dressed up like, fuck.
The three amigos.
I don't speak Spanish.
Back Mountain.
Yeah.
Now you speak in my language, though.
Ranch water.
Ranch.
Can I be Jake Gyllenhaal? Or, let me be Heath Ledger. I want to be Heath Ledger.
And we can both be Jake Gyllenhaal?
You can both be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Eli told the waitress last night you were the bottom, so, you know, whatever role that is in that
movie. I'm a power bottom.
He's going to be our...
I am...
He's the structure to the Eiffel Tower. Let's just say that.
he's a pylon.
We're the hi-ya, and he's the hi-ya.
Y'all are fucked up.
All right.
He's like a pig on a spit.
What video game are we going to transition that into?
Pig in a spit. I don't know. What video game does that?
Just say Pac-Man almost.
Pac-Man.
Because he's chomping the berries.
Oh, like, dude, have you seen the documentary on YouTube where the guy's obsessed with Miss Pac-Man?
No.
Yeah, and he has every
was
single.
He wanted to like marry Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, it was really weird. He had every single thing Pac-Man, and then he was just really creepy with people.
There are a few of those. I mean, oh, what was that? You get to see people like that where they're like fully invested to whatever like they're into.
My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, this is my car. I fuck it. You're like,
dude's kissing his exhaust pipe. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it.
And then it hard cuts to like the parents interview and they're just like,
their eyes are dead. Yeah.
He's our son and I'll love him forever. You just see that dead in their eyes. It's like, oh man,
nope.
They're not invited to the family.
No,
events.
No.
He's gonna be in the parking lot, fucking his car.
Kevin went out to the parking lot again.
Dad just. Speaking of cars, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
You guys played Grand Theft Auto recently? They're making 6, and the map looks like a dick.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, it's like the anatomy. If you look at the anatomy in a textbook, I don't know if it's real. It could have been leaked.
Like a sack. Wait,
but it's like a sack, and then the roads are like the veins and stuff.
It's amazing.
Is Grand Theft Auto 6 actually like a thing right now?
I think.
I haven't looked at it.
I don't know. That got leaked, and everyone spread it around. It was like, look at this map. And you like look at it for a second. And
you squint a little bit like that. Yeah, like, dick.
Oh, look at that guy. That was running through Twitter.
I mean, the end of the Grand Theft Auto 5 era, that's been like 12 years.
Yeah, it's still going,
dude,
man.
Shark cards, the money you can buy like with real money in Grand Theft Auto, like Rockstar never needs to make a game again.
Yeah, ever. I mean, that's why they keep it going. They're still making so much money off of it. Why develop another game?
Like, oh, God, this game only made us $500 million this year.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, we're good. Let's just keep this rolling. Because they spent the marketing budget on Grand Theft Auto 5 when it was announced. It's one of the most expensive games of all time.
Yeah.
It's like $600 million or something ridiculous.
That's crazy.
$500 or something like that. Yeah. But it was absurd.
For a video game?
But also had the biggest launch.
Oh, it's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
After 3, you just... 3 was like the catalyst. It's like we go from overhead views that
Vice City.
Yes. Oh, to that. So good. And you're like, yeah, we're good.
Did you guys play like the fuck out of Vice City?
Oh, yeah. It came out when I was in the 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah, that was PlayStation 2. Yeah. Like,
that was the OG one, right?
No. That was the one in Miami.
The second one, yeah.
Had a bunch of Scarface vibes to it.
Yeah, it was just
Scarface.
It was Scarface the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was Scarface.
But it was so great, dude.
You had the cheat codes in that? You had the cheat codes? I don't even remember them. You give me like an old, say, like Mortal Kombat, ABACABB. There's the blood code.
I remember. I remember some Age of Empires cheat codes off the top of my head, some StarCraft Brood War ones. Like Age of Empires equals MC squared. If you type that in the console, it would make a little car appear. And a dude with like a laser missile in the back of it. And he would just drive around on the map and just nuke shit. It was
Age of Empires,
you know, like there's people with tomahawks and shit. This dude's just in a convertible like me. It's like, what?
Oh, cheat codes.
Grand Theft, StarCraft. I remember, oh God, what was it? Black Sheep Wall removed the fog of war. That was a big one.
Do video games come with cheat codes built in really anymore?
Everything's online. No. Cheat codes are dead in games, man.
We talked about that a few podcasts ago, didn't we? Like Game Shark and Game Genie and all the stuff we had when we were little.
Yes.
Everything's online now. Yeah. Everything's connected, which means you can't have those cheat codes, that advantage, because that means somebody's cheating and then
somebody's you get banned. Advantage. Yeah.
And everyone uses exploitation now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Exploits? Oh.
Cheating and exploits have just become like rampant. Rampant. I mean, COD is... were telling me about a story. What? Who got in trouble?
Nisei? I don't know. He's a professional Valorant player. It's been all over Twitter recently that, you know, this guy got caught in an actual, like, ranked tournament, caught cheating.
Like, there?
at, like, I don't know if he was, it wasn't at an event, obviously COVID, things like that aren't happening, but it was in, you know, he's on a professional esports team, caught cheating, guys, during the tournament, while he was losing.
Hey, everyone out there that cheats, I'll punch you in your fucking face.
Dick.
Just dick. The dick. Dick, everyone. Or vagina. I hate cheaters. It's ruin. Oh my God, I just remembered this. Last night, fucking murder sesh on quads on Warzone. On Warzone. Murder sesh is me, Disaster, Lightning, and someone else. And
Lightning, Cosmic Warrior.
Morphine, yeah. And then Morphine.
Cosmic Lightning Warrior. Oof.
Four. We're all four alive, and we're like, oh, there's literally two people left. Three teams, two people. So it's a 1-1 versus four, because we're all alive. I fucking mow down one. It's like, one more. We're like looking around in the circle. I'm like, for the love of God, they're stem glitching right now. Dude, just out wherever he wants, you can just infinite stem glitch. So the gas kills us.
Yeah. And no matter what, he can just heal through it without having, because he's got to go. Yeah.
Which Warzone, this has been going on for a year now. Yeah. Literally a year. Warzone's Activision, again, huge shout out to that small indie dev team. I know they're struggling.
Nothing like a big AAA studio. game ever.
Yeah, I mean, they have like, what, 10 devs max working on that game. So it's really difficult for them to implement those things, and the money's just not there.
Yeah, only a few million in microtransactions every single day.
Yeah, you know. They're struggling. Yeah. So I know it takes time, like 2 months, 3 months to fix a glitch. Mm-hmm. And the same glitch has been here since a year now. Stim glitching has been a problem. And then you had like, they have so many cheats or whatever. And those are glitches. And it's just people like taking advantage of it.
Yeah, of a broken system. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're just laying there just like in the gas, just shooting yourself with health every few seconds so you can't die. And you're on that whole fucking map. So we have no idea. And we're just like, the circle's closing.
It's shrinking and shrinking.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, we're going to die in 3, 2, 1. All of us die. And we're like, we lost a baller ass game because dudes are glitching out wherever the hell.
Jeez. Dude, hacking in battle royale games has been like since PUBG. Holy shit, the hacking in PUBG or COD or whatever your fucking battle royale style game, Fortnite even. It's just like you see people just flying on the map or your aimbot hacks. It's like Why hack in a... What is the point of hacking in a multiplayer game? Like, honestly, do you...
Who do you brag to when you're like, fuck yeah, bro. Hey, did you check out my sweet dub? Play. You're glitching out in the middle. Yeah, but it's a fucking... A win's a win, bro.
Yeah.
Ha! And you're like, oh my...
Even more now, you step that up into the competitive level, whether it's Valorant, CSGO, Warzone, whatever, Call of Duty. It doesn't matter. You're fucking... Pick your poison, like... Why would you cheat? Yeah.
You're going to get caught. Look, literally, you're going to get fucking caught no matter what.
I mean, even if you don't get caught, like, how small is your dick got to be to jerk off to that? Like, that's my win as you're fucking aimbotting fucking through smoke at people. Like, where does why?
If you want to see some like good compilations on YouTube, look up Twitch streamers caught cheating.
Oh, where dude, they're like they'll
accidentally show their cheating overlay where it shows where people are on the map and they're just like,
"Where's that chick?" And they, I can't remember her name.
Yeah, they panic and they try to like hide it real quick and they're like, "Oh,
wait, who was on my computer today?
What the F was that?"
I can't remember this girl. She said a name and it became a meme for the longest time. It was like
Sarah was on my PC earlier. She must have installed a virus.
Dead eyes. Just dead eyes.
After headshot.
You just see her hand like slowly reach to the power button and shot off the stream.
It's like, wait,
what happened?
No, it was at first she started like, wait, does anyone ever get that glitch where you can just see all the players on the map through the walls? Weird.
So crazy.
And then you can see her panicking slightly. And then she opens the console with the cheat. She's like, what is this, Close? Who was Sarah on my computer? I told her not to put these things on. What did you do?
Doesn't she pull out her phone? I'm texting her now.
Who? What did you? Oh man, like, why cheat in a competitive sense? Like, what do you really gain out of that?
I don't know how you could stream and do it. Like streaming, because that would be my biggest fear. Would be like getting caught. And those a lot of those cheaters on every platform you're looking at. And again, Activision. Hey, what's up? It's your boy.
Eli double fab.
If you could not make fucking Warzone free, charge $5 to $10 for the game. So then when she, they don't ban when IPs. They just ban the account.
So you just make a new account.
And that's all people. You're like, oh, this dude, he's level 12. And oh, he's going 38-0 right now. He's really just carrying his team. Definitely not cheating. And you just see him like, you can tell cheaters on Warzone because they just run out. You can, by the game mechanics and how they play. They're just like running out.
Zero fear. Middle of the field, open. All of a sudden, guns out. Bah, 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 bah.
It's like, hey, what's it? Okay, he's dead. He's 400 meters away. Dead. And they're like,
pistoled him. Like, dude, what the fuck?
Shroud Jr., he killed me 3 nights ago. Who's literally Shroud Jr.? I don't know. That was the username. It was, I spawned in. Pop my parachute because I went gulag. I'm like, cool. I'm fucking ready. I'm coming. Where am I going? Got Shroud Jr. And then it goes to their cam. And you see Shroud Jr.'s character. He's like looking straight with his Rim 700. He's like,
snap, fires.
Just snap. I'm not even visible yet. It just snaps headshot in a parachute dead. I was like,
well, cool, douche, man. You can always see that Tarkov has this issue with hackers as well, obviously, because for the longest time, they're like, we're going to use our in-house anti-cheat system, and that didn't work. But they do these, like, you know, they give out trial codes, or they do these discount weekends, and you're like, every time there's a discount on the game, every time there's a trial code or a free weekend or what the fuck ever, the influx of, we call them white names, because in the game, there are your basic account or your trial account, anything like that has a white name in the game. Most, honestly, at this point, it feels like most players have what's a gold name or an EOD, a special edition of the game, because you've paid a little bit more for a special colored name. Whatever. Most people that play the game have that at this point, it feels like. But you see an influx of these white names, random letters and numbers in the name. You're like, I'm about to get fucking murdered in this lobby.
Yep.
Or you'll be just fucking running through the woods as long as you get snapped and you're dead. And you're on your kill screen, it's like, well, there's a white name with just, it looks like somebody smacked their face off the keyboard 4 times and that's the name. It's like, there's that fucking random idiot's account for the day. Like, fucking...
It sucks. I don't think we'll ever be able to get past cheaters. They're always going to find a way into our online games.
What's your worst experience with them?
With cheaters?
Yeah.
Probably some Tarkov stuff, man. When people speed hack and shit on there.
Oh, God. I haven't seen that in Tarkov. That'd be...
Oh, yeah. It used to be... I haven't seen a lot of speed hacking lately, but it used to be... Not this way, but a few wipes back when you and you played a lot. It was really, really bad.
People just across the map.
Just zipping across the map. You just be like, what the? They'd appear in front of you, just poof, do, 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 do. With a shotgun or something. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There was one in Tarkov for a while where they would throw grenades and they would just appear at your feet. Like the grenade would just drop at your feet. It didn't matter where they were fucking throwing it.
We call this God.
you're getting aborted. Grenade. It's like, what the?
Dude, like Borderlands. You ever play Borderlands? They have the grenades on there where they teleport. It's like that.
Yeah.
But in Tarkov.
God, that was awful for a while. There was loot hacks where people could take all of your equipment like out of your bag. You'd open your inventory. You'd just see stuff getting dragged out of your inventory.
Yep.
It would just disappear. You would watch it slowly disappear.
Where you're playing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not dead, alive. Like, basically, a hacker would just wait on one part of the map, wait for people to loot the map. They put in their bullshit. And then all of a sudden, you'd open your inventory for a second. You're like, where'd my helmet go? Wait, the gun in my bag just disappeared. You're watching it happen.
I just, that poor guys that had that mid-fire fight. They're like, okay, guys, we're going to go my left gun's with the gone. Team of three. Ready, one, two, gone.
Dude, straight up, there's videos of people like,
and the grenade disappears as he throws. He's like, no.
Dude, straight up, like, because this was before you, like, your hatchet and stuff couldn't be looted. Yeah. So people would be there. They'd be, like, on the ground in labs or something, like, on this one, like, really hardcore map. And there's, like, a team being like, man, my gun just disappeared. Oh, hold on. We got a hacker. We got a hacker. He's coming. My gun's gone, too. And the next thing, the guy's got his hatchet in his hands. We're just like, what do you do? You know, like.
See, I didn't mind exploiting labs back when labs first came out.
But
when you didn't have to pay to get into labs?
You didn't, and then you run in with the TT with no gear on. Yeah. And you run straight to the kitchen, and you would just shoot them through the little...
The Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Mosin or the TT?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, Freddie taught me that.
I mean, that's how you make money.
Bro, we would just go there and just wait. He's like, okay, get everyone's attention. We'd be in the kitchen, doors closed, and you're just like... Shoot them through the door holster, and you're like, oh, loot everything, leave, good to go.
Got a gnarly kit out of it.
Bro, some
extra stuff.
Oh, man.
Have you watched Summit play recently.
You were saying, what's that
like? It's insane. Because him and Landmark, I think, who've been doing it. And they'll go into labs and they'll kill every player easily. And then they'll just farm the raiders. And I think that they spawn like infinitely, right? You can go back and forth and they keep spawning.
For a while,
Yeah, they spawn for a long time.
Until the map
ends. And so they'll just go in. Waves. Yeah, they'll just go in and go around the map, kill everyone. Because there's only a set number of players. They don't respawn. And then they have just free reign to kill every raider that spawns.
No scavs, no player scavs or anything like that. So once all the players are dead, nothing but AI on the map. And then you can just farm.
And they just make millions and millions per raid.
That's the best way. I mean, that's literally the best way to make money in that game.
Yeah. A lot. For those of you that aren't familiar with Tarkov, the labs map, Batty was saying, it's like the hardest map there is because there's raiders, which are like hardcore AI in the game on there. You used to be able to get into labs for free, but now you got to pay between like, it's like 200,000, like 250 or something like that.
You have to buy a special key card from like one of the vendors and not with real money, like in-game money, of course. And that's like your entrance fee.
Yeah, to get into the map one time, and then the card disappears. But used to, like Eli was saying, we'd go in for free with a little pistol and just kill all the big bad guys and get out with tons of gear, but it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
You'd have, like, the best gear in the game at that point, and you just do that.
I remember they released it at, like, the beginning of a wipe, too, so it was, like, it just broke the entire patch, because at that point, it was, like, normally, like, early wipe in Tarkov, they wipe the entire game, everybody goes back to having no money, shit-tier gear, level one, and early wipes usually a lot of fun because at that point people aren't running the best guns in the game. They don't have the best armor. And so you're running around with like shitty pistols and AKs and Mosins and shit like that. And that's like where the fun is. In that one patch, it was so bad because you just jump into labs, pop a raider who's kitted head to toe, M4, 60 round mags, doing all this crazy shit. And it's like, well, suddenly levels don't fucking matter anymore.
Yeah. No, and they used to, because you had the strafe glitch.
Oh, you just, you fucking...
You would strafe, if you were around that corner, if you just strafed...
Peeker's sidestep,
advantage. Yeah, the
Peeker's advantage.
But they couldn't see you back in that first. And they were just like, look, and they just stare at you, and you're like, clack.
So, yeah, another unfortunate thing about Tarkov is desync. Their network is not good.
Oh, it's been so bad lately.
Oh, it's been awful lately. Like, at times, you know, you figure from what you're seeing on your game, or what what I'm seeing on my game, or what an enemy's seeing... can be like a 3 to 12 second delay. 12 seconds in a competitive shooter. Think of how far you can move in like CSGO. We're talking, you're going through the double doors, you're down long A, you're already around the fucking corner when that other dude has already shot you 18 times. He's like, he's not dying. But on his screen, you're still back at the other end. Like, and that's how bad it can be. Like on average, it's a couple seconds at times.
Yeah,
it's which bad. Is wild that it's still a thing. 4 years later.
I don't know when they're gonna fix that, man.
Yeah,
the game's been 4 years in the making now, though, and they've
been longer than that, I think.
Has it been?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's starting to get really, really good though.
I mean, this has been one of the best patches and wipes we've had in a long time. You know, like, definitely, you know, giving kudos to Battlestate Games for that, but like, hew that netcode, bro.
Hi Nikita. Batty and I want in-game items, just throwing that out there.
Beard and like a donut we can munch.
And just flip-flops for Eli.
Shut the fuck up. You don't play anymore.
You know there's sandals and socks in the game now?
They're Tevas.
It's a scav with sandals and socks on.
Like Tevas and socks on.
Yeah, do that for me, Nikita. I'll play again.
No, you won't.
I will. If you have Eli flip-flops, I play that game at least 2 days a week.
Me every day for the last ever.
That's why you choose me, because I do have a life.
I definitely don't.
No, you play a lot. Both of you you're living that Tarkov life now.
Yeah, I've been it hard the past couple weeks since the wipe, man.
I'm like, ooh. I'm like COD, and then we played Tarkov finally.
One time, and then you're like, we're going to play again, and then you did.
Tonight, are you... maybe play.
I'm probably going to take a couple days off of streaming, because I tend to yell too much when I stream, and
what?
This whole throat infection and bronchitis thing kind of kicked my ass.
Mono is taking you out.
You want to make out later?
No, that's John's job.
That is... Edit! We need to cut that out! That needs to go away!
Oh, quick, while I'm thinking about it, got the text. Happy birthday to Mr. Willers.
Billiam
is 22 years old today.
God, what a fucking child.
Old Billiam. 22.
I feel old now.
Oh my God.
Follow him on Twitch.
Look at his face. Yeah. You know, yeah, I like, just felt real old.
Like 20 years older than that or something, right? His
first system was like the PS3.
Yeah.
I can't even picture that. Like, I always think that's a good indicator of somebody's age is like, what was your first system? Oh, the PS4. And you're like,
huh?
I am your father. Go to your room.
It was like Clinton Jones. I was like, what was your first system? He's like, Nintendo 64. I was like,
I'm so you sweet summer child.
Yeah, you sweet, sweet summer child. Oh, okay, God. Buddy. What is the next topic that we wrote down? Because we're going to not make a natural transition right now and just force this transition.
I mean, or we could have a pretty natural transition. So we were talking about cheaters, hackers, Tarkov, right?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. We talked about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheaters, hackers, everything in Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. Who made Grand Theft Auto? Rockstar. You know what they made? Red Dead 2. You want to know the ending of Red Dead 2 even though you haven't played it? Because I'll spoil that shit right now.
No, we're not talking. Oh.
Boom!
Oh, I already know this transition.
Boom! I'm good. Spoilers in games, like, what's the cutoff?
No, spoilers in general, baddie.
Okay.
Fuck you if you do spoilers. Fuck you.
How old is Aerith dies? You're welcome. I saw a comment on our YouTube video that was like, spoilers. Like,
there is a time frame on spoilers.
How old is Red Dead 2 now?
I don't know. It's 2 years?
What? It's 2 years old? Oh, really?
I mean, 2019, right?
Oh.
I was still in Vermont. Oh, yeah. So it was 2019 because it wasn't last year. Because I wasn't a Twitch partner, I don't believe, when I played it.
That is, it might be that old. That is a good, what is the time frame on spoilers? And in general, fuck you for spoilers. Like, if it's a good-ass show, you should still not. Like, if it's your friend and you're recommending something.
He dies in the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, you don't do that. Wow, you're just going hard.
All I said was he. He said he.
He dies at the end. I mean, that's technically good. But if you're suggesting a show, like if I go up to Batty, I was like, Batty, you should watch Star Wars. It's fucking great. This twist when you find out Vader is Luke's dad's gonna blow your mind. That is not how you get your friend hooked on a series, period, because you just gave away the big fucking hook.
Well, you had a good point. Like, what's the time frame on that, though? Because, like, I think we're safe in saying Vader's the father.
In general. But if I'm like, Batty, have you ever seen Star Wars? Now, Batty's never watched Star Wars in his life.
No.
He's not a nerd. He's a fake
Stop it. I have 2 Star Wars tattoos. Stop it. The internet will get mad at me. They'll be like, he's a fake nerd.
Stop it. What?
Stop it.
Okay. Live long and prosper.
Oh, my God.
May the force be with you.
I'm going to re.
Wait, so is it may the force be or it's may the force be with you? I forget. It's something.
It's one
like
of those
that.
Two.
It's one of
those. One of those two.
You should stop.
What is the time frame, though?
And we're going to cut. Yeah, so, like, I don't know, like Red Dead 2, 2 years.
But you can't tell. Like, now I don't want to know because you know I'm going to play it. So you better not fucking say the ending. Otherwise,
I have power now.
I'll ruin.
I have power.
Ruin Attack on Titan for you. That's how you take power away, Oof. Ladies and gentlemen. Oof. Right there. Look at Batty. He's like,
I'm going to say this. The amount of anime and other shows like that I've ruined for myself because, like, what you did.
Oh,
go
yeah.
on the wiki.
Yeah.
Like, you get caught up to wherever you end, or you're like, you realize you have like 100 episodes to go, and you're like, I ain't got time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Wiki up. Who's his dad? You know, like, what are the Titans? You're like, that shit.
I stay away from the internet for this.
I definitely did that for Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Because it was, that was years ago, man. And I jumped in there and kind of looked up where the Titans came from and how they're made and who they are and who's a Titan and all that stuff. So,
and mistakes were made. And that's why you're like, oh, God, I screwed up.
Yep.
I cannot be. I have to stay back. When spoilers come out, I just wait. I'm like, nope, I'm taking a break. I'm stepping back. If an episode comes out, I'm like, I don't want to ruin this on chance. I won't get on Reddit. I only follow like 300 people on Instagram, so most of those people do not watch anime in general. I know Matt Best is not going to ruin Attack on Titan for me.
I'm going to text Matt to try to get him to ruin some anime for you.
I would be
just because it'd be so fucking like out of the blue. Just like,
Matt, post this on your story.
This is a main post from Matt. What? He just did a YouTube video about this. He doesn't even do Attack on Titan breakdown videos.
Dear Eli.
God, man.
For movies, though, like, what's the worst spoiler you've had?
Oh, should I even say the spoiler? What if people haven't seen it? Logan, the movie Logan about Wolverine. Fine.
Logan's old at this point. You're allowed to say it. If you haven't seen the movie Logan, the Wolverine, the old man Wolverine movie, go watch it.
Spoilers right now.
Spoiler alert. Have you seen the new movie Logan? Wolverine dies in the end.
Right. Oh, well, thank you for that. You just ruined everything at once.
Destroyed the movie for yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to think like what the worst spoiler for me was. I think it might have been one of the new Star Wars movies.
Which one? What happened?
I know what you're talking about.
Was it the newest one?
Again, spoilers alert.
I saw it on Twitter. I think I know what you're talking about.
The very end.
Well, we got spoiler alert. Now you. People were spamming it. This is your fault if you.
Palpatine connection with Rey in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably one of the like because a lot of people shit on these new movies. I don't care. I love Star Wars. I don't care if it's bad or if it's good. I will take Star Wars on the big screen every day of the week. Whether it's the original trilogy, the sequel, the OGs, I don't care. I love it all. Yeah. Even if it's stupid, Palpatine, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to love it. And somebody spoiled it for me, and I was so angry.
So angry.
I was a very angry boy.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought of my best one. I was in line waiting for the last Harry Potter book at Barnes & Noble's, and someone drove by and screamed, spoiler alert, Snape dies in the end.
Yeah,
There's like 200 people standing outside, and I was there waiting for hours to get the new Harry Potter book, and someone did that to me. Yeah.
That is a book spoiler. Yeah. That's like some George R. R. Martin Game of Thrones level shit.
Well, I read stories about like people walking out of...
So angry looking.
He's still angry about this.
The ending?
That's the thumbnail right there, like, that face.
Because I still go back to... I was reading stories about people walking out of with the Empire Strikes Back. And people walking out of that OG 1978. When did that come out?
80.
80s.
The original was what, like 77, 78 or some shit. And the next one was like the like 80, 81.
Dude, walking out would be like, man, Vader's the dad. That's crazy. Just being in line, you're like... I'm like, hold the front door. When did this happen? Just being like so upset about that. I don't know. Like
that's one thing about streaming that's hard though. Like when something big's happening, like Marvel movies, Endgame. Mm-hmm. Spoilers: Iron Man fucking dies, right?
Yeah, because the chat will get in. The people will troll and just get in the chat.
They'll
be like,
they'll make brand new accounts on Twitch just to join in and be like, this happens. So you have to like. Unfortunately for your mods,
Nightbot has to be in there.
Not like, even Nightbot, dude. Your mods, the unsung heroes of Twitch, because these motherfuckers are the ones banning these messages a lot of the time before the streamer themselves sees it. Or you can put little delays so your chat won't even see it. But your fucking mods are getting spoiled. Like these bastards, God bless all of your souls for protecting us from the worst spoilers in movies and gaming and whatever. But they get shit ruined. You can put in like keywords like, a lot of the time when a new movie's coming out, like I'll block the phrase Marvel or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So if they come in immediately, they can't type half their sentences. A lot of the times they'll just fucking leave because that alone, it's like, oh, already too much effort for my low effort trash meme. Like,
I will say I waited 2 weeks to watch the Avengers, the final one.
Endgame.
Endgame, it was like I had a week or two where I didn't, and I stayed off the internet. I was like, I'm just not turning on my phone, not going on anything right now because I want this a clean slate going in.
How did you survive that? Like,
I saw it the night it came out. Yeah. Someone put it on Twitter. I was
just, you saw? Oh, see,
the
I
ending. Yeah, man. People are brutal on.
I don't go on Twitter though.
I have to for work, man.
I don't know. I live on Twitter.
Yeah, I work off of there. That's where most of my content from my main channel comes from.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I also have 38 followers. I'm following 38. My Twitter feed, all my feeds are really dead, actually, now that I think about it. It's like Twitter's really bad because it's like I hit scroll up and it's like you guys. I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's about it right there. And Twitter's done. Okay. I've browsed all Twitter.
Twitter's like a cesspool, but like, it's like a drug. Like, it's bad for me. I know it, but motherfucker, if I ain't having fun, let's see who's getting canceled today. Mm-hmm. Like, Twitter, fuck, to a man. T. It's huge.
God, I hate spoilers.
Oh. Some people just found out on Twitter, this is coming back full circle. I love it. It does this every couple of years, that Robert Downey Jr. did blackface in Tropic Thunder. And so there were it happens every couple of years, though. Yeah. Yeah, it just rolls back around. Like, I guess kids that finally discovered old movies exist and they get on, they're like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. did blackface. So there were people complaining about that on Twitter yesterday. That was pretty funny.
There's been a couple of interviews with him where they're like, this movie could not have been made like a year later.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Loaded so locked, good. Boys.
I'm a lead farmer, motherfucker.
Yeah, everything about it. I'm a dude playing a dude dressed as another dude. And you're like, this is comedy.
It's amazing.
Gold.
It is. I'm gonna watch every part Tropic of Thunder it.
So the good. Entire movie, start to finish, is like, do you remember going into theaters to see Tropic Thunder and seeing the fake commercials in the beginning of it?
So yeah.
Fucking what, busting up bar and like booty sweat.
Yeah, booty sweat. Just about to say booty sweat.
Booty sweat.
Booty sweat. Booty sweat. And then that dude's gay.
Oh yeah. Robert Downey Jr. and Tobey Maguire.
Oh yeah.
The next commercial. Yeah, they're the monks. They're like, it was called
Satan's Alley.
Satan's Alley. Yeah, that was Satan's Alley. Satan's Alley.
The music is all sexual and it's like low tone. It's like,
you've been a very bad boy. It's like, whoa.
So booty sweat, the fatties.
Jack Black.
Was it Clumps or is that the real one?
That's the real one.
That's the real one, is the Clumps, and the movie one was Fatties.
The Fatties and like just farting. I was like, oh, this is so
Jack
good.
Black is a national treasure.
Right. What would they call the one the movies for? It was like Firegeddon or Armageddon.
Oh, it was like number 8 though. Yeah.
And then finally it went to the other one, Ice Age. Oh, yeah. What was it? God, I can't
even. Scorched something?
Scorched! It was literally scorched. Yeah. It was just scorched. Oh God.
He's gonna destroy the world to save it. Scorched 8. It's like, what the fuck?
Looks like it's a little cold today. What was the last time there's no movies like that anymore. Like
God no, you can't.
Will Ferrell, like Blades of Glory, any of that stuff, there hasn't been a good just
raunchy comedy.
Period. I'm trying to think of the last one. I can't name.
Do you remember the era of like American Pie, like Not Another Teen Movie, like those movies? Again, are those still a thing? Are we too old? Is that
let me just point out that's when Will was born. When American Pie 1 came out around that time period.
Oh,
poor Billiam.
God, we're old.
That was like 2000, 99, 2000, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, those people are 21.
When old Bill was born.
Van Wilder.
Like, Van Wilder was good, yeah.
Classic. God, see, they don't have any. Are we just old or they just not make those anymore?
Does National Lampoon do movies anymore? Because that was what Van Wilder was. That was a National Lampoon movie.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
National
Pretty
Lampoon
sure.
Van Wilder. Was it?
I don't think so.
I'd have to look that up. We got the power on doing it right
internet.
Now. We're pulling that up.
Van Wilder was, back before Tara Reid broke.
Yeah, she was decently attractive at that.
National Lampoon's.
No shit.
Yep.
I had that movie on DVD.
I had that.
And what would happen, I'd watched it so many times. That was like my nightly ritual movie because there was a great couple pairs of tits in it. And when you're that age, like, duh.
Just like American Pie.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would happen is the movie would finish.
Name? Who? Oh, Shannon Elizabeth. Never
The movie would finish and the song, motherfucking bouncing, Sugar Cult was the theme song for Van Wilder. And that song is burned into my memory. It's on my stream playlist now. And every time it comes on, I'm just like, Van Wilder.
I want to go back and watch that now, man.
There's so many good. What was the one with, I actually watched this recently because I haven't watched like one of those teen adult
raunchy
coming
teen
out. It was with Jennifer Love Hewitt. It's the guy that was the nerd. He was trying to confess his love to her through a note.
It's a recent one?
No, this is again when we were growing up. Oh, why can I not? Preston is the guy that. Why do I remember the name? And I can't remember. And then Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I don't know her name in it. I just know her as Jennifer Love Hewitt. You've had to watch this.
I'm sure I have. Like,
he's like wrote a note, and it's like the high school party. It's the last time you can tell her you love her and come out. It's like every teen movie ever. Why can't I remember the name for this?
God. In the comments, please save Eli from this.
If we I can't just, think of it.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
You don't get a no anymore.
It's going to be.
I just want you to just suffer for the
it
next.
Has Seth Green in it?
Oh, man. Eurotrip?
No.
No. He wasn't in Eurotrip. I was about to say Eurotrip, though. That's weird.
It's the same. It's that same style of movie, like American Pie, Euro Trip, like yeah. those don't Broken Lizard movies.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, Super Trooper, shout out Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah. Love Super Troopers. Vermont, yeah. What up?
Beer, what is it?
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, yeah. That was.
Dude, that's got the best character transition in any movie. My brother, Landfill, died chugging beer. I'm his twin brother. I would really appreciate it if you guys would just call me Landfill as well in his honor.
And that's it.
It's the same fucking
character dies, reintroduce character, same name. You're like, this is a plot development, right?
This is
brilliant writing.
Dude, brilliant.
I mean, honestly,
like, for real, like, it was awesome.
It was fucking hilarious. You could never have that happen now. Like, that style of comedy, like slapstick comedy, it's I feel like it's gone.
I found your movie title.
What's it start with?
Oh, man.
What's it start with?
Can't.
Huh?
It starts with can't.
Can't make this up. Can't break. Can't.
Point break.
How do you feel when you look at me?
Can't fat ginger. Can't fat.
Oh, my God. How'd you guess that?
What is it?
It's can't hardly wait.
Can't hardly wait. Hard. Oh, that hard. Hard. Yeah. Wait, yeah, that's can't what I hard? Feel. Can't flaccid wait. What was it? What is it, Batty? I can't flaccid.
I'm going to slash your tires.
I can't ginger fuck right now.
Can't ginger fuck.
That's our word. Thank you. You guys aren't gingers. You don't get to say it.
Can't hardly wait. You remember that?
Yes.
I've never seen
it. I remember the movie. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the movie.
Oh, you have to watch it.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Is that where
and American Pie.
You want us to have a binge night Van Wilder and like Tropic Thunder?
Well, we can do a, also on our stream, we could do a watch party if they're on Amazon for Amazon Prime people. Oh, so we could watch it with all of our
man.
People.
There, this is just a side throw off of another podcast. So they watch one of those style of movies. Whether it be Can't Hardly Wait or Blades of Glory, and they watch it every time for each podcast, and then they have to do a breakdown. So it's like episode 700, and they're like, "So, watch the movie." And that's, they're just like, and they're so just painful. So miserable about it. I never noticed his eyes are so blue. Like, you know, they're like new details that they've never seen before.
Blue, like, Robert Downey Jr. Get his contacts out, and he has beautiful blue eyes.
You're like, God, watching a bad movie every time. You're just like, yep, that'll do the trick. Yeah, we need to do an Amazon stream party with
Camp. There's got to be some of these movies have got to be on there.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
I bet all of them are on there.
Honestly.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever searched for something on Amazon and it wasn't there movie-wise.
It can be any movie on Amazon?
I don't know. Maybe it's only the Amazon Prime ones. I don't know. We'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
Not another teen movie. That's my
That was a good one.
What's her name?
Lacey Chabert. Lacey Chabert, if you out there, what's up?
For real?
Yeah, that was my crush growing up.
Okay.
You know who that is, right?
It's the girl from, I mean, not
Lost
Eugene.
In Space. And
what? She was the chick in Lost in Space, too?
Yeah, and Party of Five.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, Lost in Space, whatever happened to that fucking movie? It was set up for the perfect sequel, and then it just, that was like another 2000s, 99 movie,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And it was like, boom, here we are. And that was like growing up, I was like teen Eli. I was like, oh, this is my crush. And that's what started that crush. And then it just stayed for a long period of time.
It's still here. There. Still there. It's
right here.
I don't remember that movie.
Lost in Space
was a movie?
It was like, that was with Danger Will Robinson and like.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Danger Will Robinson.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Heather Graham.
Yep.
When she wasn't doing. Showing her naked body and
what was that movie?
With Marky Mark when he shows his dick.
Oh, Deuce Bigelow.
I think that is.
Oh wait, no. I'm thinking about
Rob Schneider.
You know what? I'm thinking about Dirk Diggler. It was one about Boogie Nights.
With Rob Schneider?
I said Marky Mark.
Rob Schneider just
shows his mammoth dick. Old hung Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider is a giant cock.
Rob Schneider in Deuce Bigelow.
It always comes back to dicks, doesn't it? Like, no matter what we talk about, cock.
Oh, Boogie Nights. That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
God, I don't know if I've seen Boogie Nights.
What, you haven't?
I don't think I have.
Heather Graham like skates. No, she just like walks. He's like, okay, it's my scene. And just like drops trowel and top. Yeah, you go from like literally good to know. Lost in
good
Space.
Good to know.
Like, PG teen, like kids movie. And you're like, hi, I'm Heather Graham. Hard cut right to that. And you're like, hello, Heather Graham.
Puberty.
Exactly.
Except for Will, because he was one when that movie came out.
Yeah, oh he was. We're so old. Shout out to Billiam again.
Shout out to Billiam. Everyone go say hi to Willers on Willer Z Willers on Twitch or any of his platforms and say happy birthday. And
yes.
Tell him he's got a nice cock.
I say belated birthday because we're doing this on a Thursday. You guys get this Monday.
No, just say happy birthday. It doesn't fucking matter if you watch this in December, fucking September. Just go just fuck with his shit.
Go tell him happy birthday.
Yeah,
for
he
us.
Deserves that. His birthday.
That was a weird rant, just going from spoilers to now Rob Schneider's dick into Heather Graham's. Good transition, Devin.
Yes, you're welcome.
Deuce, it's with Marky Mark's dick, Deuce Bigelow. The Lion King? Star Wars. It's like, no, these are all very wrong.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Do you remember Zach and Mary make a porno?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that.
There's a scene in that movie with Seth Rogen where I look identical to him back when my hair was all long. Because I used to have like, it wasn't like this long, but it was like curly and long and my beard was short. There's a gif where somebody did a face swap of me with it in the actual scene. It's the same fucking face. I used to show my friends as a joke at work. And they'd be like, oh, that one's you. I'm like, that's Seth Rogen, bro.
Yeah.
When my beard's short, it's terrifying. Ugh. I love that movie.
You got to watch it, man. I need to. Because the porno they make is called Star Wars.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so
Star Wars themed. It's really
good.
Speaking
of spoilers, are we allowed to spoil the movie now?
Seth Rogen dies in the end.
She is his father.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if this is true. Now I'm just, this is the best spoilers because now I'm like, my friends could be fucking with me. So I'm going to just go in thinking he dies at the end. I'm like, anything that's about to happen, like a knife enters the scene, I'm like, well, here it comes. Oh, here's a gun. Here it comes. He's out of breath. He's
going
to have a heart attack.
Fingers going
this
on
is
here.
Me just waiting. Here it is. Here
I'm
it is.
On my couch.
Like Attack on Titan, we were speaking in code in front of Donut because of the spoilers.
I haven't caught up yet.
I know.
How far did you make it?
So I watched the first season and a half like years ago, and I'm about to finish the first season. I'm rewatching everything because y'all were geeking out so bad, and I just want that feeling. I want that anime feeling,
bro. When we were at lunch just or before this, we were like, "Huh!"
If just word vomit, we
real hard. It's the fourth season of Attack on Titan is holy fuck. Y'all need to go watch it right now. Get caught up. It's so good.
You sit up in your chair. Like, as I was saying, like,
I haven't had a TV show make me do that.
You are sit. Like, I was laying down chilling. I was like, yo, this is set up on my couch. I was like,
what the fuck?
What is going on? Oh my God. And then episode ends. So I'm like, one more week. I got to wait a week. Because Batty's now experiencing that. Because he didn't have to deal with...
Because I binge-watched one through three, which is all on Hulu, so that you can just keep going, keep going, keep going. I didn't realize the fourth season is on a weekly release right now, so they're on episode 8, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think 9 comes out tomorrow?
Yep, or Monday.
So they're just now slowly releasing. Yes. Like, it's just coming out. Oh, I got to get caught up now.
And this is the final season, too.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it's not like there's a season 5. This is it. It ends.
Yeah, definitely getting caught up.
It's so... Fuck,
it goes hard.
I don't do a lot of anime. I did a lot of the old school anime, your Trigun, your Cowboy Bebop, shit like that, your old school Toonami. But holy shit, if this didn't like suck me in hard, man, it's so good.
It's like this show's like ReZero, where everything ends on a cliffhanger, unfortunately.
Oh, fucking, isn't there another season of ReZero that just came out?
Yeah, it just started.
Just started? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Well, they had, they did half of the last season and now they're doing the last half. So, and those episodes right now are really, really good.
I'm like, Best Girl Ren.
Oh. That show, all those shows. Oh, that's why I love anime, minus how they end. And on that cliff note, Batty closes up. Cliffhanger.
Cliff note.
Cliff note.
Ranch water.
Ranch. Cliff note. Ranch water. Batty, close us out.
Snape dies.
That's going to be it.
Oh, shit. No. Go to YouTube. Watch the videos. Subscribe. Unsubscribe podcast. Spotify. Amazon. Google Play. What's the other one? Stitcher. Castro. Podbean.
What is that?
I don't know.
These are all the places you can listen to our podcast.
Okay. Batty, so put them there.
Follow those. Make sure you leave a review for us. It really helps. It'd be great.
Yeah. The three people on Castor Bean. Thank you. I don't even know what that platform
is. Spotify. Just go leave a comment on our YouTube about Eli's wonderful pecs. Thank you. Bye.